Welcome to
Love
Mind,
Hope,
Body,
Radio.
And Spirit. Let me try that again. I'm not sure if that's going to be recorded, but I always kind of drop in a little bit sooner than I should. However, you are with Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and it is a joy to have you all with us again. We have been receiving so many beautiful comments and support from you all for the past, 25 years? And those comments are cherished, believe me. And the audience that we tend to go ahead and connect with on an ongoing basis are people who are very passionate about preventive and natural health and personal growth, positive news, things that are very rewarding to the growth of children and everyone in between. We had the pleasure of meeting a person the past so many years, and I am going to mention her because it's because of Diane Phillips that this interview is actually taking place today. And I have grown to be very passionate about the Institutes for the Achievement of Human Potential. And actually, this interview today is going to be with Douglas Doman. And the interview is really going to focus on the Doman International Institute, which you will hear more about as we go along with our interview. As I mentioned, it is with Douglas Doman, the founder and president of Doman International Institute. He also serves on the board of directors of the institutes in Mexico, where the courses and the lecture series are presented each May. A very important note, the Doman International Institute is a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization in the United States, and it operates around the world in Italy, India, Russia, Colombia, Serbia, Southeast Asia. And as the president of the institutes in Europe, Douglas is responsible for the institute's operations and families throughout Europe. I'm going to just share a little bit before I bring Douglas in, because I feel that some of this information is important before we start our interview. For special needs to wellness is how I termed this interview. In fact, that half of the title is that. Parent training taught to parents from around the world. Parents learn directly from staff how to actually create integrative, personalized home treatment for their children. And this information is taught by a world-leading in the Doman method, nutrition, physical development, intellectual and cognitive development, sensory integration, speech development, and health instruction focuses on teaching relevant and practical information so that parents become the greatest therapists for their children. Presented in English, Russian, Spanish, and Italian, plus details about the Ultimate You Experience retreat that is going to be coming up September 14th to the 22nd of 2019 in Tuscany, Italy. 9 days of what we call transformation in Tuscany for maximum rejuvenation. Now, please make a note for questions or details about anything that you're hearing today. Please contact Morgan Doman, and I'm going to give you two pieces of information. One is a phone number, that's 267-474-4176. Again, Morgan's phone number, 267-474-4176. Her direct email is Morgan, that's M-O-R-G-A-N, at Doman, that is D-O-M-A-N, international, written out, .org. So it is Morgan at DomanInternational.org. And I am going to go ahead and just bring Douglas in. And I do want to say something before I do. My heart is so passionate about what they are doing. And there are numerous reasons. Yes, I'm a mom. Yes, I'm a grandmother. Yes, I am in the middle of all kinds of preventive and natural health information since we started in 1989, because Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show that you're hearing today is being brought to you by We, the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which began in 1989 out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. And the passionate energy that has traveled through all these years up to the present moment feels like it has just begun. And when we have people like Douglas doing, it really needs to be heard about. So needless to say, Douglas, are you there?
I'm here, very much here.
Okay. I think that what I would love to start with is Doman Institute, basically Folk International, I should say Doman International Institute, works with, yes, injured children or brain-injured children, but also well children. And you do this by empowering parents. What I would love, Douglas, is for you to elaborate on that.
Well, of course, this all comes from my father's work. His legacy goes back 70 years. So he founded the Institutes in 1955, and he was laying the foundation for it right from the end of the Second World War. So he worked with the great genius Dr. Temple Faye. Dr. Faye was a neurosurgeon and a neurologist and a neurophysiologist. He was way ahead of his time. 50, 60, even today we hear about things that Faye pioneered 70 years ago as being new, but actually Faye was doing it 70 years ago. So he and my father worked together, and his brilliant ideas my father turned into practical treatment methods that could be applied by parents at home. And my father learned that if you really want the very, very best results possible for children that are called special needs. Now, when we talk about special needs children, we're talking about a full range, a huge range of diagnoses. And these diagnoses are very confusing for parents. And sadly, they create smoke and chaos for parents. And so children who are called cerebral palsy, children who are called autistic, children who are called mentally retarded, a term that we have been fighting for more than 60 years about, children who are called Down syndrome. And once we talk about children with Down syndrome, we're talking about children that have genetic issues. And now there is a huge array of children with all kinds of different genetic issues. But if the children have a neurological problem and there is a neurological component, then, of course, we can be helpful. And in fact, we have seen every kind of child with a genetic issue where there is a neurological component. Children who are called ADD, learning disabilities, hyperactive, epileptic, all of these different diagnoses fall under special needs. But the problem is when you look at them, they all are actually symptoms. Mental retardation is a symptom. Epilepsy is a symptom. It's not understood that way, but it is a symptom. Cerebral palsy is a symptom. Autism is a symptom, all of brain injury. So the term that we use is brain injury because it actually identifies where the problem is. The problem is not in the symptoms where, because our brains run everything in our bodies, the symptoms can be throughout our bodies. They can be on the periphery. They can be in our bodies. But the problem is, and this is why conventional methods have failed brain-injured children and special needs children so long is science figured out more than 100 years ago. You cannot treat the symptom and make the cause or the disease go away. You have to treat the cause itself, and when you treat the cause, then the symptoms will go away. So the whole field of child brain development, which my father developed, is about treating the brain itself and teaching the parents how they can become the very best therapists for their children.
And you know, Douglas, when I heard for the first time about the importance of parents working with their children versus, you know, handing your child over to somebody else, it made so much sense because, as you heard a moment ago, you know, I am a mom, a parent of three children and four grandchildren. And in my heart, all through the years of, you know, having my children and raising them, I always felt intuitively that, you know, I was and I am the most important person in their life as far as having them learn from and how they relate to learning. So I actually, when I met Diane years ago and I started to learn about the institutes, that was one of the things that really had me connect pretty quickly, and because to me it always made sense to work with the parent or parents to actually work with their children. So I just want to commend, you know, the institutes for, and your father. I mean, I didn't get to meet him in person, but I felt like I did. I did speak with him at one time. So I always felt him as a teddy bear. there was something about his energetic field that I could see, you know, why parents and children, you know, would relate to him. So to see that you all, as a family, are carrying on with this legacy is just a beautiful thing. And I, you know, you don't know me, you don't know the things that we're engaged with, but I do know that there are so many issues that are going on out there with our children, and there's different reasons for those issues. So to know that you all are working with the parents and the children the way that you are, I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much for doing that.
Well, it's our pleasure, of course. And, you know, part of my father's legacy is his empowerment of mothers. You know, mothers are, you know, kind of, you know, they are really have been under attack, and that it is considered, well, you know, it's who would want to be a mother? But the fact of the matter is, we wouldn't exist as a race and as a civilization for if it wasn't for the mothers. So my father pointed out that they are the most important people in our lives. And, you know, and of course they are very powerful. I mean, wherever the family is strong, our program is strong because our program is all about the family. And so in those cultures, in those nations where the family remains strong, those families are attracted to us and we're attracted to them. And, you know, for example, in Japanese culture, in the West, it's considered, oh, Japanese women are, you know, kind of weak. They're supposed to walk behind their husbands. I mean, Japanese women are incredibly powerful, strong women. And the part of the culture in Japan is that the women they take care of the children, they determine the children's future, and all household funds are relegated to the mother because she's running the entire show. So, I mean, that's just one example of one culture where mothers are respected and their power are understood, that they hold the future, they hold humanity's future in their hands.
Absolutely. And I do want to say to those fathers that are listening and will be listening, that doesn't mean that you're not important. It just simply means that, you know, there is a connection that a baby or child has to each parent in the way that they do. And I've seen that, of course, you know, with myself and my own children. So,
if I may mention, I am a father of four children. And of course, mm-hmm. I'm very proud of the fact that I have been very much a part of the raising of all the children. So I hope I did not mean in any way to disparage the males who are listening, because, of course, fathers are great too, and they have a special role as well. But I learned,
absolutely,
you know, right from the time of our first child, and since my wife and I are both directors of Doman International, and we met doing this work together 38 years ago. Of course, once we were married, we wanted to use all the information for our own children. And I'm happy to say the third generation of Domans in Doman International all were raised on the methods right from the time
That's
they were born.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I learned early on that I was not in the same league with my wife, and that was because she was a mother.
Oh, goodness. You know, as we move along here, the one part that really jumped out for me too, Douglas, is, and I've always felt this about the brain. The brain grows by use. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. Yes. Well, this is hugely important, and this is something that every parent, and you know, more than 25,000 parents from more than 100 countries have come to us over the last 60 years to learn about our work and to be empowered as therapists for their children, both hurt and well children. And so they have all learned that the brain grows by use. Now this, my father and Faye knew more than 60 years ago and taught parents, and parents use that principle of child brain development to change their children's lives. Of course, there had been work done even as early as 1935 by neurophysiologists proving that the brain grows by use. But the studies, of course, were done with animals where one could provide stimulation. Part of the process of growing the human brain is to stimulate the sensory pathways, the incoming pathways into the brain, which of course are vision, auditory, tactility, taste, and smell. There are five ways and only five ways to get information into the human brain, and that is through those five sensory pathways. So we knew, and my father taught 60 years ago, that by providing stimulation, sensory stimulation to the brain with frequency, intensity, and duration, the brain will literally grow. It will grow physically larger, and of course, its functions will improve. Well, you know, now, 60 years later, all the neuroscience supports it. There are studies after studies after studies that show that the brain grows by use. Now, even though my father was teaching this in the 50s, it wasn't until 1975 that a new term appeared as part of neuroscience, and that new term, which is now very well understood by the public, is neuroplasticity. But if I can translate what neuroplasticity means, is the brain grows by use. The brain is very plastic. And of course, we use that principle and teach the parents that principle so that they can apply it to their own children. Now, something that my father speculated about 60 years ago, You know, one of the things that was taught in medical schools, and it's probably still taught in some medical schools around the world, is that when a brain cell is dead, it is dead. And the other cells in the body reproduce themselves. And I think, what is it? Every 7 years, we have a new body. But it has been taught for more than 100 years in all the great universities that when a brain cell is dead, it is dead. There is nothing you can do about it. And this was used to condemn generation after generation of brain-injured children, to say nothing can be done about it because as a part of the process of getting brain-injured and having what the world calls cerebral palsy or autism or Down syndrome or whatever, those brain cells are destroyed, they are gone, and there's nothing you can do about it. And, of course, my father said that is a lie. He said it years ago. And I think it was probably about 10 or 15 years ago that the neurophysiologist proved that neurogenesis occurs in the human brain. This has now been proven. When we are children, when we are 20, when we are 40, even when we are 80, there are new cells popping into the brain. And so it was a lie. Parents were taught the lie. It's now known that it was a lie. Neurogenesis occurs in human beings, and that's one of the reasons why there are many reasons, ways that the brain grows, but part of the process is neurogenesis. And, of course, the principles of neurogenesis and how to keep those brain cells alive, because they will not all survive unless certain conditions are being applied to the child and to the brain. Then, of course, they will thrive and then improve function as well.
It's called, use it or lose it, right?
That's very true.
The terminology. And you know, Douglas, for years, I mean, I actually grew up in a family that really felt, I mean, my mother was a really strong person in regards to feeling that and stating that you can heal from anything. You know, your body is a miraculous thing, and it was made in a divine way, and, you know, it's not about religion. It's just the fact that, you know, we are all divinely made, and the body is able to heal itself when it is given what it needs. And there's so much, and I don't have to tell you, and like I said a little earlier, being in the middle of so many things that have to do with, you know, what's going on in the health industry, et cetera, it kind of feels every once in a while like a battlefield. It's just absolutely crazy what can be going on out there. But when there are people like yourselves and us with the things that we've been given to do with our mission and so many other beautiful people that are doing what they're doing, people are starting to, again, realize that, you know, this thing that I'm walking around in isn't just a thing. It's a miraculous, miraculous unit that can do so much. Now, there is something that's going on with you all that's also very, very close to my heart, because when my business partner and I started our business years ago in 1989, we started to get involved with Ayurvedic medicine.
Oh, wow, 1989, you really were ahead of the curve.
You're telling me. We've been at the curve for a long time. And we actually took transcendental meditation at that time. We actually started getting into the Ayurvedic products. I mean, I started to use, and maybe this will ring a bell to you, but there's a Chaya Wan Prash, it's called nowadays, but it was another name that was given to it back when we were starting to get involved, and it's a black paste that is full of all kinds of herbs that, I mean, you know, the average person can't even pronounce. And Amrit Kalash was what it was called, but for some reason now they're using the term Chaiwan Prash. And it is amazing what that stuff does and what it has in it. See, I'm so interested in all this. This is one reason why I'm really, really attracted to all the things that you all are doing, and Diane knows that. So can you tell a little bit about this whole Ayurvedic innovation in the Chinese medicine?
Yes, absolutely, and you know, very happily. So, you know, it's just wonderful in that a couple of years, a father came to us from India, Dr. Bagade, with his own brain-injured daughter, seeking our help with his daughter. And his wife is also an Ayurvedic physician as well. And Dr. Bagade, all the Ayurveda that he uses is based on Western science. So in other words, there have been studies done in Western science showing that these treatments work. And so it's not something strange or bizarre. It's just that the Indians figured this out 5,000 years ago when who knows what we Europeans were doing.
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
They have, you know, continued to develop this over the years. And you probably know the history far better than I do, but, you know, I guess it was about 20, 25 years ago when Chinese medicine began to come into the United States, and, you know, there was, you know, these weird treatments, you know, that were coming from China. And now, of course, I mean, all over the United States and all over the West, you know, these treatments are, you know, become commonplace.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone expects to get acupuncture whenever they need acupuncture. Mm. And I think every little town in the U.S. probably has someone that can do acupuncture.
Yes.
Well, particularly in Europe, where our institutes is in Italy, now Ayurveda is starting to get the same attention that Chinese medicine got. And so there is a great interest in it. And Dr. Bagade introduced us to it. And I'm happy to say he also has joined our staff. So he is our director of nutrition. And he introduces to other Ayurvedic doctors, Dr. Vijay Murthy. And Dr. Vijay Murthy is both an Ayurvedic physician, he is a naturopath, and he has his PhD in natural health from the University of Sydney. So he's three doctors all combined into one, and combines you know, the wonderful things that all three of those studies. So I have my Ayurvedic dream team, and they have we have started to incorporate Ayurveda into our programs for brain-injured children, and we're seeing results from it, and that's wonderful. And so we have created a new organization in Europe called Domen Iowave, and Domen Iowave is beginning, you know, our debut is with this wonderful retreat in Tuscany this September. And, you know, our property in Tuscany is, we've had it for 32 years. We've been seeing children with brain injury from all over Europe there for the last 32 years. It's really our home base in Europe. And so it's in the, it's in a green zone of Tuscany where there is zero industry at all. And I have had healthcare practitioner after healthcare practitioner come to our 20-acre property and just breathe in the air and say, "Wow, this is fabulous." And the property has Pinae Maritime, which are the maritime pine trees where pine nuts come from. So these are the beautiful Italian pine trees, and they have their own fragrant smell. And also we have eucalyptus trees, and they have a beautiful smell as well. And so the air is full of these smells, and the water is very pure. And so, and we have a spectacular Tuscan chef who is also trained in terms of Ayurvedic cuisines. And so we have everybody we need in terms of our Ayurvedic physicians and our own clinical staff to offer this beautiful retreat in Tuscany, which will be absolutely spectacular. I envy the people who enroll in this wonderful 9-day experience. And they'll be staying at the Villa Conti, which is a beautifully restored villa about 2.5 kilometers from our property. And the mm-hmm. people who run the villa are wonderful people. Again, fabulous Tuscan foods. The villa has a gorgeous, it's on the top of a hill. Our property is on the top of the hill. So wherever you are, you're looking down with a beautiful view. And they have a beautiful pool with a beautiful view. So at least they're all the things that I look for in terms of, you know, having rest and relaxation.
Well, you're talking about numerous things, Douglas, you know, healthy air, healthy water, just a good energy for R&R, you know, to renew one's energies in whatever fashion they feel that they need to. And, you know, nutrition, our food is so, so, so vital with how we feel and how our immune systems are and the whole thing. I mean, we are, I know it's an old adage, Douglas, but it's so true. You are what you eat. You know, it's like you are what you eat. And I add to that, I have through the years, and what I've said is you are what you eat and how the body uses it, okay?
Yeah,
because if we're...
I think that came from Adele Davis.
I do believe so. I had gotten into Adele's information way, way, way back, so it may have stored itself in me. But,
It was Adele who came in 1971 to the institutes and started our nutritional program. Before that time, there was no nutritional training for the parents. She came as a volunteer, and at the time, she was the mother of modern American nutrition and the most famous and the best-selling author in terms of nutrition books in the United States. And I had the privilege of knowing Adele Davis, just an absolute wonderful woman. Very hard not to fall in love with her, and I really, considered her a grandmother figure for me. An extraordinary human being, and her books, they're just as valid today as they were, 40 years ago.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, things that come around and stay around and come back around and stay again, it's an ongoing process. That's when we know that, that it is something for us to pay attention to and to adhere to. In fact, I remembered now, just a second ago as you were speaking, that the saying, you are what you eat and how the body uses it. And I also added another part to that, and I don't mean fast food, because it's really, it's interesting to see, what's been going on. I mean, when my children were being birthed and I saw happening with the fast food places starting to open up all over the place, I said then, oh, my, are we in deep doo-doo. We are in deep doo-doo. And it's just, it's crazy to see, what has gone on, because listeners, there is no way around it. You know, we are what we put into our body, our minds, and our spirits. That's, you know, what comes out. So it's sort of like that saying, if you put in good things, you get out good things. If you put in garbage, you get out garbage. So the information that we're speaking about today with Douglas and listeners, I usually break in more often here, but you have been listening to an interview with Douglas Doman, the founder and president of Doman National Institute in Europe, and he also serves on the board of directors of institutes in Mexico, where the courses and lecture series are presented each May. And I do also want to say again that the Doman International Institute is a nonprofit tax-exempt organization in the U.S., and it operates around the world in Italy, India, Russia, Colombia, Serbia, Southeast Asia. And as the president of the institutes in Europe, he is responsible for the institute's operations and families throughout Europe. And again, he started to mention his father in the very beginning of this interview, and I think that that is important. All of this was started 70-plus years ago by his father, Glenn Doman, that he recognized several times throughout this interview. And the contact information for any of this that you're hearing, again, I'm going to give it to you. It's Morgan Doman, that's D-O-M-A-N, and Morgan's phone number is 267-474-4176. The email is, let me just make sure here what I got here. I actually had two things. I had to cross one off. Morgan, that's M-O-R-G-A-N, at Doman, D-O-M-A-N, International, all written out, to Morgan, at domaninternational.org. And in closing, Douglas, what would you like to say?
Well, you know, the our program works, and child brain development works, because it's applied by the parents. The parents are the answer to the problems of brain-injured children, and, of course, they are the solution to having well, healthy children that go on to being happy and being prosperous. So for any parent of a child with special needs listening, your child has huge potential. There is a huge field of child brain development available to you to develop your child physically, intellectually, physiologically, and socially as well. And, of course, there is the Gentle Revolution series of books written by my father and myself and my sister. All of these books are available on Amazon, books such as How to Teach Your Baby to Read, an international bestseller, How to Teach Your Baby Math, Fit Baby, Smart Baby, Your Baby, which is our physical book, How to Teach Your Baby to Swim, my book. So these books are all available, and you can start your program with the books, which is why we wrote them in the first place. And then if you want, of course, more help from us, we are here and ready to provide the support that you need.
Well, I'm looking forward to having, you know, more and more of the listeners and people finding out about the program and also experiencing this retreat that's coming up in September. And listeners, I know that there's always a lot of questions when information like this is given. So just be sure to feel free. You know, there's no obligation or anything like that. Just make a phone call. You can just talk to Morgan Doman about any of this information, and she'll help to create more clarity if necessary. And again, Morgan's phone number is 267-474-4176. And Douglas, I'm 100% Italian. I go to Italy. You know, my relatives on both sides are from basically the Tuscany, Abruzzi, all of that area. And I look forward to, you know, when Diane and I spoke about the retreat, it's like, okay, let's see what we can do to, you know, create more interest by getting the information out. And I look forward to experiencing it myself. So I do plan to be there. In fact, I was going to get in touch with you through a number of years because of, again, of Diane's and my connection, about visiting whenever I was making my trips to Italy, visiting the property in, it's pronounced Fuglia, Fuglia, in Pisa area.
It's F-A-U-G-L-I-A is the beautiful little town on the hill that is, you know, our home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marcia, I don't have a drop of Italian blood in me, but my heart is in Italy. It's been there for a long time.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful place in many ways. And I know that when Diane and I met years ago and we started talking about joining up at some point, you know, in Italy, when this came about, she let me know about this. It was like, okay, is this what we've been talking about for years? So this is pretty cool. Well, Douglas, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. And we will be sending you, all of you, the link to this interview so that you can actually do what you would like with it. And it is archived up on the Blog Talk site so that people can hear it from now on. So this was a live interview, but it's going to be able to be heard by people ongoing. So that's always a really great thing. And is there anything
thank
else
you
you'd
so
like
much
to say?
Well, I know we're deeply appreciative. It's been great fun talking to you, and I would love to see you in Italy.
Oh, well, we're going to have this come together. And what's real interesting is I have other connections in Italy. And I got an email the other day, Douglas, that told me about something that's going on. And, you know, it's going on at the same time as your event. And I thought, oh, my, you've got to be kidding me. This is too crazy. But it's up in northern Italy. It's a really unique place that I have not been to yet. So, you know, opportunities are coming. So that's great. I'm looking forward to experiencing them. And please tell everyone on your end, I know that Janet and I have had interviews. I loved the interviews with her and you know, and Spencer. Spencer, I feel like I know the whole family. And the interviews are up on the Blog Talk. You know, they're on the archives. So people have, you know, continuously gone in and pulled those up to listen to those past interviews as well as they will yours. So thank you so much.
Wonderful.
And you have a beautiful day. And
thank you so much.
We'll go ahead and close. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. And we look forward to our next meeting. Thanks so much. Be well.
Thank you.